Hi everyone, it's Yanis here with a new episode to help you build better daily structure and be in control of your life. If you want to get things done, then you know that having time is not enough. You can have all day, but still achieve nothing. To effectively work on your tasks, you need focus to be able to direct your attention to the task or activity at hand until it's completed. That's why I want to share 7 strategies on how to boost your focus so that you can fly through your daily tasks and improve your productivity. If this is your first time on this channel, then make sure you subscribe and hit the bell icon to get updates on my latest videos about time management and productivity. Focus is really important topic because the world is becoming more connected than ever and it comes with a lot of distractions. Smartphones and smartwatches are gadgets that almost every person has, and these devices will constantly send you notifications and potentially distract you. But external distractions are not the only thing that affects your focus. If you want to improve your focus, then you have to start from within. So let's go ahead and take a look at some of the best strategies that you can use in order to boost your focus. Number 1, create meaning. When it comes to improving your focus, you want to make sure that you understand what is the meaning of the task or activity that you are performing. It's as simple as asking yourself and answering the question, why do I want to work on this task or activity? And if the answer is because I have to, then you are likely to be struggling with your focus and motivation to get it done. I don't want to work on the things that I have to do, and you probably don't want to work on the things like that as well. To change that, you have to create meaning for the things that you are working on, and that will improve your focus and concentration. I know that there are some things in our life that we rather wouldn't do, but you have to see them from another perspective. For example, if work is something that you don't enjoy and you're struggling with your focus, then you need to change your perspective. Maybe you're a personal assistant at work and you want to be an accountant, but you don't have the education to get an accountancy position. You got to look at the benefits from doing this job. First, you're working in an office environment and therefore learning about business infrastructure. Second, you have opportunity to show yourself as a good worker with attention to details. Third, you're earning money that you can use to take accountancy courses. You have to see everything that you do as part of your long-term plan. And when you see these tasks from this perspective, then it will be easier for you to focus on them. Number 2, get your sleep right. Many people are looking for the secret strategies that they can use in order to boost their productivity and performance. But they forget about the basics, and one of the basic things that you have to get absolutely right is your sleep. So many people give up their sleep just to do a few more things in the evening, and then they pay the price the next day. If you don't get a good night of sleep, then you'll find it difficult to focus on the things that you have to get done, especially if you have to work on creative tasks. So you have to make sure that you get enough sleep. This may vary from person to person, but as a rule of thumb, you should get at least 7.5 hours per night. Number 3, assess your environment. Another thing that impacts your focus is your environment, and if you want to be focused, then you have to work in a good environment. A good environment is free from distractions. You probably want to make sure that you turn on Do Not Disturb mode on your phone. Also, a good environment is a tidy one, so make sure that you keep it clean and tidy. Remove everything that you don't need from your workstation. I personally like to change my environment from time to time, and that boosts my focus. I might be working for a few hours in my room and then go to the living room later in the day. Number 4, active exercise. Exercise is not just for your body, it also plays an important role when it comes to your mind and, of course, your ability to focus and concentrate. When you exercise, you release the stress that has a negative impact on you, and it increases your energy levels that will boost your focus. This is why I like to exercise in the early afternoon. I'm usually very productive in the morning, and then I do some exercise to give myself a boost for the second part of the day. You can work out in a gym, go for a run, or do a simple bodyweight workout at home, and it will instantly boost your focus. Number 5, brain music. This is one of the strategies that I have been using for the past 9 months, and the results are better than expected. In fact, I am listening to brain music right now as I am writing this video script, and it really helps me to stay focused on creative tasks. When I started to look for brain music, I tried out many different services and eventually ended up using Brain FM as it was the best solution that I can find. So I suggest you to give brain music a try. Number 6, energy management. You can improve your focus and productivity if you pay close attention to your energy management. This means finding your peak hours during the day and scheduling your activities according to your most productive time. For me, the most productive part of the day is morning, so I always start my day with the most difficult task first. If, however, I try to focus on difficult tasks in afternoon or evenings, then I always struggle with my focus and productivity. Number 7, brain games. And a final strategy that you can use to improve your focus is by training your brain with brain games. Same like you go to the gym to train muscles, you can train your brain to improve your focus and concentration. These can be crossword puzzles, Sudoku or memory games, and there are many of them available in the app stores. So instead of using your spare 5 minutes before appointment to scroll through your social media feed, you can use the time to strengthen your mental focus. I hope that you enjoyed these 7 strategies on how to boost your focus and you'll be able to improve your productivity and performance. If you enjoyed this video, I would really appreciate if you could press the like button, as this will help the video reach more people and spread the message.